Starting with Birchas Hamazon, it's always nice to start with the story. Actually, I thought I was going to start with a story that happened in the Holocaust. A famous story with Meir Shapiro gave a bracha, came to a certain cheder and gave a bracha to the kids. Whoever told them, who says whoever is makbid to daven bench with kavano will have be guaranteed parnasa be covered kol yimei chayav, which is really what we said yesterday last week from the chinuch. I found that it's brought down. The Zohar Betzim says it already. It's already Chazal that say it. A fabulous maisa. But somebody actually just told me a maisa that happened now. So instead of going back 100 years, we'll go back 3 weeks. And somebody told me now that he decided that... This is actually before we decided to speak about Birchas Hamazon. A few weeks ago, about a month ago, give or take. And he decided to be nizer more in Birchas Hamazon. He was Makabim himself, Pli Neder, a certain Zihirus in Birchas Hamazon. And he had earlier that year, right after Rosh Hashanah and Kippur time, he had asked his wife's boss, they had asked her for a change in the employment status of his wife, which would affect, obviously, the way that she would get paid and how much she would get, depending on what type of status you have. And no change was forthcoming at all. A few months later, he decided to be Nizer, he's going to take this Zirus. And within a week, I think it was, a week or 2 weeks, the boss came and they had a get together, a hulu, and there was a change in his wife. Not only was there a change in his wife's status, there was also a raise that his wife got, and tremendous improvement in the parnasa. So this is a small zehirus that he took upon himself, and already almost immediately, there was immediately if not sooner, it was a change. Just is it a chiddush to be Dalad Dvarim Tzvichin Chizik, right? Yoni Tvila is one of them certainly. And you could see it in the fact that we hear the stories about it, but it's stories that happen with us and now, and not earth-shattering stories, but stories that really, they really happen, and they really change, and they really affect a person. It's certainly a big Chizik. Try to go through the first bracha of Hazan Asarilum Kulei Betuvai. So it's interesting, just the Iyun Tefillah points out that the brachas of Birchas Hamazon, the first bracha is B'lashon Nistar. That means we're not speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly in Noichach, Ato. The second and the third brachas are Noichach. We're speaking to Rabbeinu Shalom, Noyde Lecho, Al Shin Chalto. The second and third brachas are Noichach. And the fourth bracha is once again Nistar again. So it's a little bit weird. Why do we start off like this? Momenashach, they should either all be Nistar, all be Noichach. The truth is, the Ba'asim, every bracha that we have, every Birchas HaMitzvah, Ukadema, starts off as a Noichach. Baruch Ato, we're speaking to Kodesh Baruch Hu Noichach. Baruch Ato, like Shvisi Hashem HaNegdi Samar, I'm speaking to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Asher Kedishonu B'mitzvoy Sov. Starts, ends off a Lashon Nistar. It doesn't say B'mitzvoy Secha. We don't continue. There, the Rishonim say in the money that there's a difference. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzad atzma is nister, and mitzad his hashkocha, mitzad the way that we see him in this world, his ma'isim, he is nigla. So therefore, there's both aspects ba'asim when we mevarach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But here, this is really interesting that the first bracha, the hemshech of the bracha, is all nister, and the second and the third is noichach, and the fourth is nister. So he says, he brings down, he quotes a Mata Yehuda that says, Al Pi D'Gemara in Yuma, Dafnandal, that says, the Klal Yisrael was doing it to a kala. A kala, when she's bebeis chomel, kol zman shle nichnas lebeis chomel, when she's still in her father's house, and she hasn't gone yet into, she hasn't gotten married, and come into her father-in-law's house, says, tsunu mibala, she's embarrassed, betem, she doesn't have that liboy gaspa, until she gets into her own place. Once she gets into her own place, kivin shebol lebeis chomel, say chazal, once she gets married, ain't a tsunu mibala, she has that liboy gaspa, she's not, she doesn't hold back from her husband. If she gets divorced, then she goes back to her tznius that she feels she's not obviously not libe gaspa anymore in her husband. Say Chazal, says Rashi over there, Daf Nun Dalet, says Af Yisrael b'midbar, we're like that. He says b'midbar adayin layu gasim b'shchino. Once they were in the midbar, they didn't feel that gas, that closest to the shchino. Nichnasu la'aretz hayu gasim b'shchino. Once they came to their house, to Allah Manuchal Vanachal, then they already became Kilu Hamish with the Rebbeinu Shalom. Kshinizgarshu, once there was the Churban already and they were thrown out of Eretz Yisrael, Chozu Tchiloson, they went back to the original Matziv, Shein Gassin Zebelzeh, that they don't feel that same Hamishkeit with Ribbon Shalom. So he says, Mamela, that's what Pshat Birchas HaMazon is. Birchas HaMazon, the first bracha was Niskan by Moshe Rabbeinu when they were in the Midbar. And therefore, they didn't feel that Hamishkeit so much that they weren't, even though Dordea was the door that was, no one rivaled that. But there was still that, they weren't home, and Mamela, there wasn't that closeness that they have when you're in the home of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Mela's Blush and Nistar. Once they came into Eretz Yisrael, Yeshua was Mesakin Noid Lecho, and David and Shlomo were Mesakin the Rachim. Mela, they were in a Kaddish Baruch Hu's house, Kilu. Mela, they felt that Hemishkeit, so Dabar Blush and Noichach. Teva Meitiv is by Beitar, was after the Churban already. That was the Niskanef, but Harugi Beitar was ready after the Churban. Mela, they were already thrown out of the land. They didn't have that Hamishkeit that they had beforehand. And once again, it's Lashon Nistar. Interesting. I don't think I ever would have noticed it if not for them pointing it out. There's a lot of things I realized as I'm going through Berachas HaMazon. Pasha Taich, I asked somebody today, Pasha Taich, I said, you don't have to feel bad. I said, I don't know, Pshat. But just certain things, Pasha Taich, what does it mean? Ki hu kel zanum fanes lakol. Right? We say, Bavur Shemai HaGadol. What's Bavur Shemai HaGadol? Bavur Shemai HaGadol what? Ki hu kel zanum fanes lakol. Because he is. What are we saying? What's Pasha Taich? So just to go through the bracha a little bit, and it should be a schus, a little push for us to be mechamen a little bit when we're saying this bracha, which is the only bracha which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mefurish in the Torah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks us to be mevarachim. V'rachat Hashem lekech al ha'aretz ha'tova asher natan lach, as Rabbeinu Bechai points out. Baruch atah Hashem lekinu melech ha'olam, hazon es ha'olam kuloi betuvoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives sustenance to the entire world. The entire world doesn't say people, and doesn't say human beings, doesn't say even animals. Kol ha'olam kuloi, the entire world. That means that even Tzomeach, everything which grows in the ground, is also HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving sustenance. Even the ground gets sustenance from, gets its nutrients. It's not going to die if it doesn't have the nutrients, but it won't be able to produce anything. But anything which grows, it certainly needs sustenance. It needs to be given mazon. It needs to be given zon. It has to be, have HaKadosh Baruch Hu sustain it. Memeilo hazonet ha'olam kuloi betuvai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to the entire world. That means the billions of people and the trillions upon trillions of animals and creatures, and the innumerable that you can't even think about it, the infinite amount of pieces, blades of grass and trees and fruits and everything else which grows, it's everything that is moving, everything which is growing, is all HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of. Every single solitary thing, we say that there's no blade of grass lamata, which there's no malach she'omir lo milmala ve'omir lo gadel. Every aspect of creation has the Ribbono Shel Olam having somebody taking care of it. But he's done betuvoi in his tremendous chesed. Betuvoi zemidas chazdoi. That's the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is why he created the world. Olam chesed ibane. That's why he created the world. And through the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mezen, that's where you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tuv. And that's where we're supposed to say Ashrei three times a day. For what reason? For the pasuk of Pesach Tzedech Mitzvah L'Chol Haratzayin. Specifically, through this tremendous chesed, we see the tremendous chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The greatest demonstration of such chesed is the fact that every single solitary creature and being in the world gets sustenance every single solitary day. That's the biggest chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he gives it Bechein Mechesed of Rachamim. Now, Bechein Mechesed Rachamim is three words that are put together in a bunch of different places throughout davening. In Simshalom, we say Bechein Mechesed Rachamim. Bechinu Bechizde Berachame. It's said in a bunch of different times, we say Bechein Mechesed Rachamim. It's also in benching later on, in the fourth bracha. We say these three words together, Bechein Mechesed Rachamim. So, I saw brought down Rav Nosson Shapiro, he says, the Maral says, Alderachze, says similar. He says, the Bechein Mechesed Rachamim, Bechein is with favor, that means the people that find favor in a Kaddish Baruch Hu's eyes. That's for tzaddikim. Bechein bechesed, people that are beinanim, it's through chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're not as deserving, it's chesed. And there's people that are rishoyim, that bechlal, it's only through rachamim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to them. So it's referring to tzaddikim, beinanim, and rishoyim, everybody, the full gamut, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the entire spectrum HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives. That would apply to everything, every time that it says Bechein bechesed rachamim lecherom. But there's another aspect, Kimdumani, I saw from Volba once, I couldn't find it, though I looked for it, that he says, it's also something specific for benching. Bechein, b'chesed rachem, bechein is with grace, with favor, it's with HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us food, that it should be in a pleasant way. He could have made everything brown. He could have made everything should look like a potato. Right? All our food would look like potatoes. But it would be very nakishmak to eat such food. And that's really one of the issues with the man was, right? That it all is built yel aman einenu. It's all, it looks the same. Everything looks the same. That's why it says, Batsim, as the Gemara Yuma says about the man, it says that a suma never gets full. Because he can't see his food and he doesn't appreciate the chilek of enjoying the food is the way that it's given to you, the way that it's packaged. And it's tremendous to see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it. I actually have fruits growing in my chaser, and the tree that is right now has the fruits on it is the lemon tree, which is a winter, grows fruit in winter, and you see how it stays green for 6 months, and then as it's getting ready, it turns yellow. It gets ready, it changes colors, lets you know that it's ready, and now it's, imagine everything would be green. Everything would be green, it would be so bland, it would be so, and almost every single solitary fruit and vegetable starts off green. They all start off green, and then they change, and when they come ripe, know now that I'm ready, and it changes to beautiful colors. It makes it so much more appealing. It makes it, that's the chen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He gives you the food, but it's not just take the pill, v'zehu. Put it all in a blender, turn it into a mush, and eat it. You go to old age home, you see that's what they do for a lot of the people there. You stick everything that they have. Lunch for certain people is delicious. It's potatoes, and it's chicken, and it's vegetables. And some, they take the entire thing, stick it in a blender, put it into a syringe, thank you, and they just, deposit it inside. That's unfortunately, Baruch Hashem, they're able to celebrate to eat. But the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to us, it makes it so appealing. I always wondered, why is it that peppers are red, orange, yellow, and green? And apples are red, green, and yellow. And pomegranates are just red. And right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides certain fruits have a lot of different colors, and certain fruits are only one color. And okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite. I don't have an answer for the question, but it's just to appreciate how everything has different colors and everything looks different. Every HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the presentation, right? Part of a chef is that he's able to present the food in a very nice way. It makes it so much more appealing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does that for us. That's the bechein bechesed of racham that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the food. That Savitai is giving us the food. He didn't have to give it to us that it should look so nice. And he gives it to us like that. Hu naisin lechem lechol basar ki lelam chazdei. He gives to all HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives mikarni re'imim ad beit seichinim. That's lechol basar. Every single person. There's never a person that doesn't have food. If a person dies, it's not because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person dies of hunger. It's not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had the ability to give food to 9.3 billion people in the world. It was those three people in Africa. He just wasn't able to get enough food for them. That wasn't the nekuda. Obviously, they were supposed to die of hunger. But the Shbohu gives for everything, noisin lechem lechol basar, every single person. That's what the Chavetz Chaim says, is that every human is guaranteed parnasa for himself every single day of his life. That's him. Now, it might not be that a father will have money for his children. But every single person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nice and lechem lechol basar, for all, it's not just human beings, for all creatures, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives every single day. And it's amazing, he created certain creatures that they should be food for other creatures. And certain animals are food for human beings. And certain, everything has its place, everything has its food. Some eat plants, some eat meat. Everything has its own. Some baklal, we know that kinim and other things, they live off of blood of human beings. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the... Every basar has its lechem. Lechem is lashon of a suda. That's what we find in the Gemara, it says about lovin. Right? It's a lashon of a suda. Every animal, every creature has its suda. Uvetuvay hagadol tamid. Leichosar lanu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his tremendous chesed, in his tuv, which we said before, and that's his... It's never-ending chesed. It's from the first day of creation till the last day of creation. It's never-ending chesed, every single solitary day, for every single solitary person, every single solitary animal, and every single solitary plant. It's continuous, constant chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He gives, Lo yichasar lanu, we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the past. We never were lacking. is the gears of lechiser lana. Kodesh Baruch Hu never caused us to lack. But lechiser lana b'pashup sham means we were never lacking food. Lechiser lana the food. And we will never be lacking. Now, is this a bakasha? The pashta is a bakasha. Lechosar lanu. Always, heidol avar, bakasha la'asin. That's always how it is supposed to be. So it says by Leah that Vatamayn relayed this because she thanked the Kadosh Baruch Hu for Yehuda, but she didn't ask a bakasha on that. That's what we saw in Brachas. And when a person goes into a krach, he's heidol avar, bakasha la'asin. It's always, you need both of them. So too, that's the pashta. Heidol avar, lechosar lanu, valyachsar lanu. However, the Iyun HaTvila and many others say that it's not a bakasha b'chol. It's a statement. It's a declaration. This whole bracha of Hazanas Ha'ilam is not a bakasha. It's a birchas ha'idah. It can't be that all of a sudden we throw in three words that is a bakasha in the middle. It's also a chilek of the ha'idah. Val yechzor lanu mazayin le'ilam ve'er. Because the Shbaruch Hu will never make it that I'm missing any food forever. So lo yechzor lanu val yechzor lanu mazayin le'ilam ve'er. Bavur Shemay Agadol. What is that? Have to do with anything. Bavur Shmai Hagadol. What does it even mean? I'm never going to be lacking food. Bavur Shmai Hagadol for his great name. For his great name, what? Ki Ukel Zanu Farnas Hakomotim Hakom Chizan Chovas Zav Shabaro. Like stops in the middle of a sentence. What is Bavur Shmai Hagadol? Ki Ukel Zanu Farnas Hakom. Then what? So I saw the Maral says, he says that Bavur Shmai Hagadol is like, it's like almost a paraphrase of the pasuk. It says in Yeshua, anybody learned the beginning of Yeshua, it says, came with Eretz Yisrael, they conquered Yericho. Yeshua said that it's going to be Cherem Oilam, Tel LaYibane Oid. No one's allowed to take anything from the booty of Yericho. One person did. And because of that, Achon, and because of that, they lost the war afterwards when they fought against Ai. Now, they didn't realize why it was that they lost. Because Baruch Hu came to Eretz Yisrael, they came out in a blaze full of miracles, everybody was marching through, they weren't supposed to lose any war. And they lost the war against Ai. Obviously, something is up over here. Says Yeshua, they didn't realize it was because of Achon. Says Yeshua, what's going on over here? You took us out of Mitzrayim. You bring us to Eretz Yisrael that we should die in the hands of the Amorim. Says Umateos L'Shem Chagadol. What's going to be about for your great name? So you can say Umateos L'Shem Chagadol is it's going to be a Chil Hashem, Kilo we took you up. But says the Maral, Umateos L'Shem Chagadol. What's the purpose if the nation that you are interested in being the king over is going to be wiped out? So then you're not going to be a king. What's going to be the purpose of the entire Bria that you created? So it's the same thing over here. Bavur Shemay Agadol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is never constantly gave us food. Leichosar lanu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu constantly gave us food because he wants the king of the Bria. He needs Bavur Shemay Agadol, that his Shemay Agadol, he should be a melech on the veldt, is only if there's going to be people that he can be a melech on. Memeli, he always has to sustain humanity. Therefore, he gives us food, Bavur Shmai Agadol. That there should be a kiyum to Shmai Agadol, that there should be a kiyum to the purpose of the Bria, that he should be a melech. That's why he gives us food. Kihu kelzanu mefarnes lakol, umetiv lakol. Because he is the one who is mefarnes, zanu mefarnes lakol. What does that mean, ki? Ki is usually a reason. I'll tell you the truth, I didn't find anybody that talks about it. But I think, according to the way that the Iyun HaTvila said, that Loichosalanu is for the past, while Yefsalan is for the future, then Bavur Shmai Agadol and Kiyu Kelzanu Mefarnes Lakol is also referring to those two things. Bavur Shmai Agadol means HaKadosh Baruch Hu always gave us food because he has to sustain humanity. Without sustaining humanity, there would be no Kiyum for Shmai Agadol. And I know for sure that he's going to give me food. How do I know? Kiyu Kelzanu Mefarnes Lakol, because he is the one that's Mefarnes Lakol. And he gives food to everybody. Even people that don't deserve it. People that need rachamim to be able to get their food. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them food. I can be certain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always going to give me food. I can be certain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even me. There will be a kiyum even without little me. There will still be a kiyum. But even I will get the food because Shmai HaGadol, because he's mefarnes lakol, he's zon, mefarnes, umetiv lakol. What's the difference? Three different things. He's zon is to give food, mefarnes is to give clothing. Umetiv is to give houses and other things that a person needs. Batim aleim kol tuv, says the Iyun HaTvila. Is even referring to not just the begadim, but also even houses and everything else that a person's necessities that a person needs. Lako, umeichin mazen lechol b'yeis av asher baro. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepares food for everybody. I think included in this is davar pashut. Meichin mazen is not just that he actually creates the food, but he also prepares it for you. That means that if you would have to prepare your own food, a person probably would die of starvation. You know what it means to prepare your own food? You have to plant, then you have to plant, and then you have to you have to water, and then you have to harvest, and then you have to, you know what it would be to get a loaf of bread? It would take months and months, and it's just a crazy amount of time and effort and expense. It's not shaykh. A chilek is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making the mazon for us. First of all, he gives us fruit, and he gives us vegetables and other things that are ready to eat, and he gives us water that's ready. But even the other things, he gives us the people in the world that will prepare the food for us. That's all a chilek of the Hachana. Look at the Rambam, the Pirush Mishnayos, fascinating Rambam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Pirush Mishnayos. He asks the question, he says, if the purpose of the world is for Chochmah, that there should be people that study and learn HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah and Mitzvahs, why in heaven's name did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create 2 billion Chinese people and 2 billion people in India and all the other people that are the billions and billions of people that are not doing that, if that's not the tachlis of the veil? He gives two answers. The first answer that he gives is because imagine that the person that wanted to be Yitzchak in Chokhmah had to also make his own clothing, build his own house, make his own food. He says it wouldn't be Shaykh. He says HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts in these billions of other people, these Chinese and people, that's why everything's made in China. It's not just by chance. No, everything's made in China because your clothing's made in China because they're there for your clothing to be made. And all these Arabs, the billions of Arabs, that you should have houses. And all the food is because they're sitting there in the rice paddies in China. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu put them there. He's making mazon, everything. It's not just that he gives us the food. He gives even the raw materials. He prepares for us. Ayideh, the people that he put into the world. Meichin mazon, the chol b'yaretz av Hashem, baruch atah Hashem, hazon et hakol.